I don't wanna know 내 따라 신지 말라 I don't wanna know 신라 나이 괴가 이 눈이 Why, 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 why 기대 봐 I came too far
Okay. Yeah, I guess I should go in and fix that.
Yeah, it's X-Aid today.
Alright, I'm switching accounts right now. I'll fix it.
I mean, one would think that would probably help.
Maybe.
I was about to say, does it say it's live on your end, Bill Guy?
Yeah, I'm fixing so it right now.
It's live, I've got it pulled up right now.
Well, the only reason I ask is because my phone is being dumb and it hasn't... Bump, bump, you're live.
There's a hyphen, isn't it?
EX and AID, yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
But yeah, my phone's being dumb. It's still telling me the Kamen Rider Ghost is the only thing going on.
Well it's because it hasn't updated.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying is it hasn't updated yet. So hold on, let me... There we go. Now it says we're live, probably because I needed to fucking close and reopen. So let's share to Facebook. Let us go to... not that.
Somebody says we got echo going.
Sounds about right.
Neat.
Well, I know it's not on my end.
I don't hear an echo here. Maybe it was picked up on somebody's speakers for a minute there or something. Maybe somebody got onto the stream or whatever and was hearing it.
It's a possibility.
Because there shouldn't be any noise coming through my speakers.
Yeah, the only thing extra that I should be getting on my end for noise is Hannah's in the middle of playing Animal Crossing since I got it yesterday. I felt like shit the last 3 fucking days, and I still feel like it today. So, yay, low energy.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Although on the plus side, I did end up getting the new Bloodstain. Fucking Iga's a goddamn genius, as always.
Dude, yeah, man. Yes, damn it. Like, I've seen it. I didn't get to play it, but I seen it because it was on, it was on Spencer's computer, and he was playing it. And it interests me, to say the very least about it. It very much feels like a new,
Symphony of the Night, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the only thing that's killing me right now is I'm in that weird limbo that you get in with a Metroidvania, where I don't know where the fuck to go. I've been everywhere that I can, and apparently there's something
where do I go?
Somewhere.
What do I do?
Pretty much, yeah.
And Seth, everyone's saying that you're echoing. So.
Oh, I get the echo. Okay, well, hold on. Let me,
Well, I'm kind of hearing it on both Seth and Nick.
It shouldn't be coming off of me.
Okay, well, for some reason, we are not... I hear what they're talking about, I just...
There.
We aren't getting an echo in terms of us, like, on the... Like, where we're just talking to each other.
Huh.
It's... But for some reason, it's coming through the episode.
Hmm.
Like, Seth sounds like he has an echo, or did. I'll click on it again.
I turned my headset volume down, so that's the only thing I can do.
That could be it. It could just be that I'm being a loud fuck, because I see as we're talking, Shane keeps lighting up like a fucking Christmas tree.
Okay, well, I think it's fixed. I think it's fixed. It's really, really hard to hear it, because we're in live chat, and then when I click on that to try to hear it, it's 15 seconds behind us, so... It's impossible to hold a conversation and try to
fix it. Yeah,
I think it's fixed. I hope so.
Gotta love corn streams.
Oh yes,
fucking suck.
So.
I hate them.
Well, like I said, the only thing that I'm seeing is anytime that any of us are talking, like Shane will kind of light up from time to time.
It's like I was sitting there and talking with my girlfriend right before this, and I said. God, I can't wait till we get back to normal, so that way we can be five guys in a hot-ass fucking sweaty room again.
No, fuck that. I prefer that in winter when the heat is welcome. It's about to be like June by the time we get back together.
Nope, don't care. That's gonna suck. We'll be happy to be there again.
Yeah, I will be too, honestly. It's tough.
This setup.
Yes, it's tough. I don't like the setup, and I don't like... It, we'll say that we've been doing this for a while now, and it feels awkward to not actually hang out.
In the same room.
Yeah, to not see each other and get
the
realistic response.
And then also be like, oh, thank God, we're done with this shit for the day. Sweet, let's go play some video games, eat some food, and hang out for like the next, I don't know, 8 hours. Instead it's, oh, alright, well, we're done. Bye, guys.
Oh, yeah, and I gotta get something ready because I found a funny thing last night.
A thing of funniness, huh?
Well, I couldn't fucking sleep, even though I've been sick and sleeping all the fucking time. So, last night, at 1 in the morning, as I was watching Botchamania, I decided to go looking for a specific song, and Shane and Scott probably already know exactly what the fuck it is. But it's,
Did you call for the man?
Slightly. It's for the Golden Turd Award. So I gotta get a thing on standby here.
I think we're set. Yeah, I think we're set.
Alright, let's get this travesty on the road then.
There it is. I need to click on Scott's screen so I can see stuff. And I got the chat right there.
That'd be me yawning. Sorry.
That should be me yawning.
See, and that's another thing. Like, we didn't have that issue when we were all together because we're there and we look at each other and say, stop that shit.
Well, there's an energy yeah, there's
and
an energy
like,
boost in the room.
Do this! And now we're just all sitting at our respective homes like,
Scott,
me out of my kitchen.
Coffee.
At least I can sit at home and smoke, so I mean, you know, I'm not killing everybody else with that.
You wouldn't be killing me with that, I smoke too.
Well, you know what I mean.
But like, if I smoke, I have to go out into the garage still. But I'm also on my laptop, so I can do that. But that's still annoying and dumb.
Right.
I kinda can't do that because I'm hosting the call, Seth is doing the stream, and Scott's doing the screen share. So this is a whole cavalcade of fuckery.
Yep. We're set. Let's, okay, today.
Let's start this shit.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the Sentai Review. We are on Kamen Rider XA. This is episode 207. Let's go around the room. Reploid Bill. It's only me. Just me. Reploid Bill, William Bush. Let's do the show.
And the room got done quick.
The room is done.
Bitch, you're not in my room.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree Proto Guy.
Nick Bennett Alone Paladin.
Well, I mean, technically, while I think about it, he's not wrong. We could go around the chat room.
No, it's not a chat room. It is a Discord server.
True.
So we have to say, let's go around the server.
We're going to be there for a long time. It's a big server.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Kamen Rider X-Aid, a.k.a. The Gamers.
Oh, I'm ready to hate. Let's do this.
Oh, I remember these guys, because weren't these going at the exact same time that Q-Danger was up?
I have seen these guys already, and I was wondering why I had already seen them, but I have already seen them. And I
haven't seen all of them, but I've seen X-Aid.
Yeah, I know I've seen at least that. I've seen four or five of them, and maybe that's why.
Okay, X-Aid, level one.
Fight. I don't know. I got nothing right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I've seen
that. Oh, I should probably pull up Discord for this. And yeah, shimmy this off to, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude. We're off to a wonderful fucking start.
Wow, this is gonna be easy. Take a guess what I'm probably giving this thing.
Think about when you first start the Mario game and you get a small Mario. There you go.
I think if I had
want to see the bigger version of this.
If I had to reference what's actually going on here, if this is video game stuff, right? And I'm supposed to be able to reference this back to games, which is something I know very well.
I mean, that's a Super Famicom controller button face.
Yes. Yep. But he himself, there's a normal version of him, which I've seen.
Yep.
So Here's the other thing that I see this as. You know how 16-bit sprites, the way they look in battle, they're like these little chibi-esque figures? Maybe that's the concept here of making a chibi rider. Because this guy, you're going to see this guy again as not a chibi.
Yep.
Next.
Still not doing him any favors.
No, it's not, but I think if I have to tag it back, I understand where the concept is.
I understand where the concept is. I just still hate the look.
So
what Nick said.
And like we always say, this is a pageant show. This is not winning any pageant shows.
So what Nick is saying is that this is appropriate now, so give me like 30 seconds here.
God damn it.
Anyway.
So yeah, that's level one of X-Aid.
Just those two pictures?
Yep.
Thank Christ. 0.8. It gets the 0.8 because I understand some of the stuff. It looks horrible.
That's why I give him a 2.3.
That guy gets a...
Bill can't even say it. He's like, this shit.
Bill can't even.
It fucking sucks.
Bill's about to fucking puke over there.
Give it a one. It's so fucking... I'm not a chibi person. It's so
chibi.
Stupid. I didn't like SD Gundam either.
I'm going a deuce on this.
2.3.
1.68. Move on.
Alright. Now we go to level 2.
Please tell me it doesn't go all the way up to 99.
Yes, it does.
No, I know it goes to 99. I just hope there's not 99 different levels.
Yes and no. Either way, that's his, quote, normal.
It's a little better. I'm not digging the kind of hot pink, though.
Is he celebrating attacking that child?
That would be awesome.
It's like, yes, I bonked that child with a soccer ball. Yes.
That bitch is like, what's your problem, dude?
It's...
Next.
Yes, please. See, that one doesn't look as bad, but the color scheme is just terrible.
I like how the pink really brings out the bulge.
Yeah. I was about to mention the bulge. Scott was just like... Ronan, yes, I know Vegeta wore hot pink. It worked for him, because it was just a shirt. Not a bodysuit, but lime green.
Next.
What the fuck?
His sword's got about bad hair as he does.
His sword is weird.
Is it a hairdo sword, or is it supposed to be like a fire sword with one of those fucking
squeaky
bats
hammer.
On the end?
It's
yeah,
a squeaky hammer.
It's a hammer sword.
Upside down squeaky hammer hair sword?
Mm-hmm. That's why I was laughing.
3.5.
Oh, I see what it is. I see it.
Please enlighten me.
It's a squeaky Mjolnir with a sword on top that has fantastic hair.
4.5.
I'm still
1.5.
I'm deucing this person still.
I'll give it a little bit better. It doesn't look as dumpy as the last one, but it's still pretty bad.
Bill sold it for me.
Fuck. I really don't want to start out hating, but this dude is fucking dumb. It's dumb. Like,
I don't want to start out hating, but it kind of needs to be.
I mean, he has a game theme, I guess. Like, he's got game anime-esque hair.
He's got a controller chest.
It's not helping him.
I don't like his tennis shoes with his thigh-high socks and shin guards. Those aren't doing him any favors. Go up. Let me see. His belt. It's fine. I've seen worse belts. I'm going to leave that alone. I don't like his anime hair. For some reason, it doesn't work. I'm not a big fan of the painted eyeballs, like the painted angry face. Like, what the fuck is that?
You mean the paintball helmet?
Yeah, I don't like that he looks like he decided he was going to go paintballing.
And then decided to fight crime.
All right.
Oh my God.
Sometimes.
Well, here, I could probably help this a little bit. Go back to
crime
the other
fighting paintball time. Specialist.
The beating up of the child. So the shoes is supposed
to be like, go back to the beating up of the child.
Seth is a sick motherfucker.
It's one of those things where it's almost fucking common flesh here in these fucking episodes.
We hear it, Toei, do not condone child violence. We, however, right. find it absolutely amazing.
Right. But either way, he's supposed to be slightly an amalgamation of every type of game genre. So he's got like the Sonic the Hedgehog and fucking sport game type of shoes. The knee pads are supposed to be like a road racer type of a fucking leather, type of thing. The bodysuit is just, your standard, hey, I'm playing like a sport game bodysuit. The helmet itself, the reason why it looks like a paintball mask and that is they're making fun of like a Master Chief type of a thing for your shooters. And then of course, all the platforming and stuff goes back into the shoes and the fact that he can grab with his little gauntlet hands. And then of course the sword is your standard RPG medieval high fantasy type of a fucking weapon, even with as ridiculous as it is.
Squeaky Mjolnir.
Right. But that's because, one, kids' games usually give you, like, the fucking little Kadachi squeaky hammer toy. But at the same time, the sword itself, like I was saying earlier with the new Bloodstained, the weapon I'm running around with the most right now, I believe to be the, which one is it? It's supposed to be, like, the flame sword in, like, every Final Fantasy game. That's kind of what they're going for with it. So, again, I understand it, but, yeah, I'm kind of with you guys. That's why I only got a 3.5 for me.
Oh, man, you're way higher than I am.
I can believe that. I'm just saying, I get it.
I, personally, would not be caught wearing this. If I was dead and you put this on me, I would resurrect to punch you in the face and remove it.
And then go back to being dead.
So this guy gets a fucking 0.5. This is fucking awful looking. If they wanted to catch my interest and say, hey, this is a video game writer, they didn't do it. Putting a controller on his chest did nothing for me.
So either way, he's a 2.4. We can move on.
Level 3.
I am being the hater. I am. Yes, chat. Yes, you are right.
Oh, look. Now he has red armaments on him. Oh, fucking yay.
Next.
I don't hate the big punchy hand.
I already know where they got that.
Also going to be honest.
That's the rush armor.
I also don't hate, that's exactly what I was saying, is this interests me more than the other guy. This looks like a Mega Man, like he's a Reploid now.
Yeah, this makes the helmet a bit better.
Yes, it almost comes off to me like a type of Heat Man with, like, wearing parts of the defeated Mega Man in Rush armor.
Yeah, and kind of how the helmet has, like, the Gundam V.
Yes. Yeah, I actually tend to like this.
Next.
And the pink does not heavily clash now, because he's got the red.
Right.
The green...
The green is still
the
terrible.
Neon green is still pretty bad. He could have used some leg armor or something.
Oh, that's probably coming as soon as he gets to, like, level 5.
Well, that's it. I'll go ahead and give this guy a 2.5. He's better than the last one.
I'm at a 3.8.
I'm going to finally fall into the 3. I think that if they can expand on these concepts, this will work.
Don't ruin it, chat.
2.5.
Yeah. Don't jump ahead.
No. They're comparing it to something that he has no love for. And quite frankly, he's not my favorite by any means either. 1-2, machine gun punch!
Chibity?
Chibity sucks dick.
I like Chibity. Chibity was fun. He was dumb as shit, too, but he was...
Oh,
fun.
My God, they ruined it for me. Oh, fuck.
Shane hates Chibity.
Oh, okay, well, I'll give this... No, he gets a 2.
2.76, moving on.
Okay. Level 4!
He got the clap.
Yeah. Is it a level 4?
Oh, yep. For fuck.
Yep.
He's got ketchup and mustard!
Oh my God. Oh, he's like fire. Condiment Man for Batman.
Five!
He's not as cool as Condiment Man, because he's still dressed up partially like a burger.
He fits the Mega Man. No, this is a Mega Man in Condiment Man.
In burger form. Yes! 5!
Next.
Get equipped with ketchup and mustard!
Yep.
He's got rollerblades!
Yep, he jet set radios.
10 out of 5!
Dude, he's a jet set radio ketchup and mustard fucking condiment man Mega Man boy.
Oh, suddenly the outfit makes a lot more sense.
You just made it even better by referencing Jet Set Radio.
I know, no, dude. Jet Set Radio was fucking awesome.
You
want to
know what they are now? They're a 50s diner waitress.
Oh, dude, this thing is kind of like...
That's literally what they are. They're the drive-in diner waitress.
Well, he did slap in an old fucking Atari cart of Burger Time, so I mean...
Did he?
I don't know. That's what I'm...
Oh, because I was going to say, if that's a real thing, that just blew my fucking mind.
I have weird taste, man. I tell you, I sit there and I look at some of the fucking writers that we've had in the past that look better than him that I bashed on. But then he comes up and I'm fucking loving it.
I can let some stuff get away, but god damn it.
Either way, I'm at a 3.5.
I'm going to 3.
No, I'm sticking. I don't give a fuck, man. 5. I don't give a fuck.
Fucking 5!
Well, if Shane's giving it a 5 to actually put this back to where it needs to be, it gets a 0.
Okay.
I was going to give it
a 2. Here's the thing. Because
I get
to... Shane's
adamantly at a 5, he's getting a 0.
Because I get to grade this guy on looks alone and make up my own bullshit... He gets a 4, because I'm telling you, he's a robot master from the Mega Man series. He's Condiment Man. And he has a special crossover. It's a DLC for the new Jet Set Radio.
He gets a 2.
They just slap rollerblades on the fucking robot master and put him in the game for everybody. Just like they put Solid Snake on a skateboard.
Ouch.
Okay, so are you sticking with the 0 then, or are you jumping him?
No, I said 2.
Okay. Because I just did the math with the 0, so hold on.
So I'll just redo it with the 2. It's easy.
That's what I'm doing right now. With that, and I'm going to do that. Nope, damn it. Hold on. Not divide by 55.
Do 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 do.
Shut up!
Jesus Christ! Ever to rate this stupid bastard?
Is it a 3.5? Shut up! I'm high on cold medicine.
All right. Level 5.
Whatever makes you feel better, Seth.
Well, I have to be, or else I wouldn't be here today. I'd be hugging the toilet and puking.
Huh.
He became
zero. No, he's not a dragoon. That is most definitely not a dragoon.
He became the
dragon lord is what he became.
He's a fucking Pokéfile.
He's a zero.
Yeah.
Next.
He's what would happen if, Spyro were to become a Pokemon and he could absorb his power in Mega Man.
Oh. Nothing's beaten Burger Man.
He has little faces on his knees.
I noticed that too.
Okay, maybe they're not supposed to be faces. They're little faces. Now that when he zoomed in, that changed my aspect. But they're certainly little faces.
All right.
I'm assuming we'll see those guys later.
Yep.
We'll see you again.
I'll see you later.
Okay, so that's it for this one.
I already gave my score.
3.2.
That dragon helmet is derpy as hell.
So bad.
Can you zoom into the head, to his real quick, the head real quick? I need to see something.
Or you could just swap it over to the other.
Yeah, where you can zoom picture.
Is that a motherfucking tongue?
Yes, yep. Shane.
Yes, that is his. Yes.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Either that, or it's just the pinky part of the bottom of your mouth, but either way...
No, that's a tongue.
Oh, well.
That's a tongue, so he can put down the burger and eat the burger while it's resting in front of his face.
I'll have to give this guy a 2, unfortunately.
Yes, go back to a 2. Yes. My Mega Man love is not...
It's gone right now.
2.2.
This guy sucks an ass. Did it? Throw him in the trash.
1.88.
Yep. He was going up and up and up and up and up, and then this one said.
Yeah, I mean, I even gave that last guy a 2, and this guy immediately dropped it back to death. Be gone with this foul creature.
Yep. Moving on.
Okay. Level 10-20.
10-220.
Mighty Brothers?
Oh. Please tell me this gets better. I don't need armored Larrigo in this fucking series.
You're about to get armored Larrigo.
Armored Super Saiyan Larrigo.
Look, it's next. Just the kids and they fucked up the fusion and became the fat guy.
No. It's armored Super Saiyan Larrigo slowly changing into Super Saiyan Blue.
Zoom back in a little bit on his chest. He's got a fucking Rubik's Cube there. Zero. Fuck this guy.
Next.
No video game cube. Hero, my ass.
Wonder if he brought his gold key.
Yeah, see? They fucked up the fusion. That's all it is.
No, I think what happened is they broke in half and became two not as shitty guys.
Oh, well,
is that okay? Yep. So each of them have half a face for one of their shoulder pads, and yep. They have to stand like that to do their Vogue. Is that what's happening here?
I don't know.
Go again.
No, it's Cesaro and Sheamus.
No, everybody literally just said I was right. He splits into two from the dumb derpy form.
Next. Okay.
No, I was right. Look, those are their actual shoulder pads, and they have to stand together to Vogue. That's what I was curious of. I know about the other thing.
Right. I still hate this.
Wow. That doesn't help you.
No.
Fucking no. Bop It weapon is not good for you.
No. Hold on. I can save it for shame.
Push it. Swing it. Flare it. Sag it.
Spin on it.
It's the Bop It version of the gun blade.
No, it's fucking...
No.
So, I'm guessing we kind of have to do two ratings, one for the chibi and one for the duo.
We will, just to do it.
The chibi gets a zero.
Oh my god. Point, yes, throwing back to point five. He,
One.
I just don't love, I have no love for chili. Chibis.
Chili.
I love chili.
We love chili. We just don't like chibi.
To be fair, I haven't been able to have chili ever since this whole fucking pandemic shit started.
Damn, that's what I didn't get. I didn't get shit to make chili. I got hamburger, but I didn't get the beans.
Yep. Oh. Same here. And I can't exactly just make chili because I make it in bulk. So I would have a gigantic pot of chili for just me.
Yep. Nobody else Michelle can't eat it, and Gwenny won't eat it.
Yep.
And you don't. We don't know the next time any of us will get to come and see you to partake of chili.
So I haven't been able to make shit.
Well, you've been able
I'm
to make
I'm talking about chili, because this guy fucking sucks. So just
I've been giving him mine. Who are we waiting on?
Two.
There it is. Okay. And then it's a 1.1.
Okay.
Good. And then fuck the duo. That guy. The duo's not as terrible. I'll put him at a 3. Yes, this is the highest rating person for me so far.
3.5.
I'm at a 3.8.
I'm going to get me more tea.
3.3.
Ah, Picard tea. I'm almost out of Picard tea. Damn it. I'm going to have to make another big batch.
Okay, I think I'm waiting on a bill guy.
I said 0.5.
For the chibi, but you didn't...
Oh, fuck. I was doing something.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I was so bored of the chibi, I went to do something else.
These guys get... they're so dumb.
They are.
They're so dumb.
Like, at least those guys aren't as dumb as chibi form of those guys.
Give them a 3. I seem to find this has become the standard for this dumb show.
3.32, move the fuck on.
Alright, next up is level 99.
That's damn.
What happens, though, quite often is that these shows are bad.
No, that is...
I'm the juggernaut, bitch!
Look at him.
This show is fucking terrible.
Next.
Oh my god!
This is the best that we've got.
Yes!
Big...
Is he flossing?
Check out his big green shoes.
I think he is flossing. And if he's next. Flossing...
He has big dang... He has big green Gundam feet.
So, you know how we always make fun of the robos and how it is that sometimes they look like they can't fucking walk?
Yes!
Yeah, this is how it works.
Oh my
if
gosh.
You go back, look at the motherfucker.
He walks by flossing.
He ain't fucking walking. He's, like, leaning, trying not to fall over.
Looks like he had an explosion behind him.
This is dumb.
3.
0.1. This just looks horrible. Not as bad as the dragon, which is why he got a 0.1.
I'm going a 4.
Scott fucking loves this guy.
I am...
I don't like the colors on him, but I like the shape.
I can't get behind it.
I'm going to go with
because that's literally saying, when you hit level 99 in most games, that is your top tier. This is the best I will ever be. If this is the best this man will ever be.
I'm going to go with the 3.8.
Dude, it's the Hulkbuster.
No, that is not Hulkbuster. That is sad, weird, creepy face chest piece man. That's what this is.
Look, to be fair, I almost went with Scott and gave him a 4, but and that's only because I have been replaying through Breath of Fire 2, where you could do the fusions, and then that changes the way that your characters look. So I understood where it's coming from. But when a motherfucker can't walk 3 feet... No! No!
Actually, Scott, because of the color scheme and stuff, you know what this is? This is what happens when the Joker sneaks into Lex Luthor's fucking little lab thing at night and spray paints the shit out of the war suit. That's what it is.
I'd say if it's the Joker getting hold of the Hulk armor and repainting it.
Either way, I'm waiting on a bill.
Let's give that guy 4.3.
3.04, moving on.
There's something really awesomely dumb about it.
Okay, Medikai Gamer? Moodikai Gamer?
What the shit?
I'm curious, but he looks like ass in that photo, because the lighting sucks.
Next.
Slightly better lighting.
He's got a lot of stars, so he must have a good Yelp review at least.
The chat seems to be loving him.
He's Super Saiyan. Superstar.
They're calling him Super Saiyan, God form.
Invincible Gamer.
Yep.
Next.
Oh, so he got the star ability in Mario, okay.
He's Gold Dust. There you go.
I don't remember Gold Dust being invincible. Ever.
I mean, Gold Dust helped me reforge my sword in Majora's Mask, but that's about it.
I don't know. If he hits you with the Shattered Dreams and the Golden Globes, I mean, you know, you might be,
Next.
Be a little dedicated, but...
Dude. I really don't hate this guy. He actually looks pretty sweet.
He's not as bad as what we've seen today. That's for damn sure.
Right.
Next.
There, that's better.
I'm just not sure.
I'll give it a 4.
To me, it looks like it's got a bit too much.
3.5. Seeing this guy in the show, building up to him, watching his movie, seeing his fights probably helps this guy infinitely. Because I'm seeing a lot of fives, and people are really excited, and people think he looks really cool. And I just don't see it.
What'd you give him, Nick?
Give it a 3.5.
Okay, that's what I thought you said, but didn't want to fuck that up. Okay.
It's all good.
So I'm waiting on a Bill and a Scott.
Oh, fuck.
Just by appearance alone, it's like, it looks like a weird Western superstars and stuff. It's like, that's a little too much for me, so I'm just
you
dropping
see
it down
Western?
To 3.
I don't know, I kind of got a Western look from it for some reason, so.
I'm looking at his legs. His legs are very, very much Greaves, so he's wearing knight armor.
Yep.
Wearing actual, like, things that make sense in that respect. Except he didn't bother to cover his dick, so he'll enjoy that hit. His gauntlets are fine. It's his shoulder blades, though we've seen overdone before, something about it here really bothers me. Maybe it's his head.
Possibly.
Because everything else is not bothering me when I really stop and look at it. Maybe it's his helmet thing, his weird giant, standy, uppy, really tall, spiky thing.
Yeah. Enhance for Shane. Enhance for Shane.
Can't go too much further. But yeah, damn. That was kind of what I was doing, because I looked him over, I saw he's got the fucking, the Night Greaves, He's got the fucking the gauntlets that are okay. The shoulder pauldrons are fine, but the like the extra design seems like it's a little much. The chest plate is okay. The fact that his dick is exposed. Enjoy getting punched in the dick repeatedly.
Well, he's invincible. Punch time.
Yeah. It wouldn't matter. He's invincible.
Not that, but that's true for every good portion of these writers are like this too. But like, yeah, like there's something about his armor design is very designed on like Western armors and things like you get what I'm talking about. And that's why I think, you know what, just give him a. God damn it.
You broke up for me, what'd you say?
I broke up for me. Give him a 2.
Okay. 3 points.
Everybody's breaking up for everybody.
I don't feel like giving him such a bad score. I really don't, but something about him was not grabbing.
Alright, next up is Brave. Level 1.
Oh. Fucking.
Oh, look! It's another fucking Chibi! Guess what he gets?
Next!
Oh! Oh! He's got like a knight helmet.
Knight
and
is helping the Chibi look.
You like his big knight shield?
Yeah, he's got a little Chibi shield.
He gets a 0.
I already know.
You're hating.
Zero!
Oh.
2.5.
That was it?
Yep.
Oh, well then, yeah, 0.5, he's Chibi. Sorry.
2.
This is not Zelda. Oh my god, no.
2.5.
If Link got a shield like that in Zelda, he's dead.
1.5, moving on.
Right.
Dr. Rock would kill him.
Level 2.
Like, oh! And the rock would hit him right in the face. See, that looks kind of neat.
Yeah,
I actually can dig
neat.
That. I actually like the metallic blue, or actually it'd be what? Teal, I think?
Yeah.
Like the metallic teal for the armor and stuff looks cool. The helmet actually looks better. It looks more like a knight helmet. Instead of a weird paintball mask.
The helmet doesn't have
a squeaky hammer on it.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I like
my
the
My god, look. It's time. A fucking Flamberg.
I still think it... Here's the thing with weapons. 90% of the time, Ranger weapons look like toys.
Yep.
It's not just Ranger weapons, but Tokusatsu stuff in general. Like, that looks like a toy.
Well, I mean, considering the fact that at one point in, like, the mid-2000s, they were like, fuck it, let's just drop the formalities and all the bullshit. It's a goddamn toy commercial. Let's just make them toys.
And that's exactly what it is. And I get that because I understand the business side of it. That's a toy.
Yeah.
So it marks me, it hurts me on certain weapons when I could blatantly see that it's a toy. Like, I almost feel like the fire effect, and I get it. They would have had to have used this sword a lot less.
Because CG budgets.
Because CG budgets. But I feel like they should have just left the sword unlit and lit it during his more impressive attacks. Because it just looks fucking goofy. It hurts him to have a sword that
like
dumb.
That. But next. At least it doesn't have a squeaky hammer attachment.
But at the same time, that sword is cool.
Right.
It's also an ice sword too.
Yeah, depending on which button he presses.
Okay. That's neat.
That's it.
This guy gets a 4.3. I like this guy.
I like this guy.
First decent score out of me today.
I still don't like his painted face. I still don't like his controller. His armor and color scheme works a lot better for him. I like the top and bottom of his mask. I like that little fin thing he's got on top. His shoulders are not overdone. He's solid. He's solid. He's like a 4.8. He's very solid. His chest piece and belt and tennis shoes hurt him.
Yeah.
I can't get used to it. Like, the chat has this habit of doing that to me where they're like, you better get used to this theme. If I don't like a theme, I don't like it, guys. There's nothing I can do about it. That, that controller on his chest is dumb. If it's on every form, it's dumb on every form. It doesn't change the fact that it's dumb because it's on a different guy. If you took a hot pink reverse fucking faux hawk and put it on a fucking wrestler who was serious his entire career, it would not make it cool because all of a sudden Stone Cold Steve Austin is rocking a fucking hot pink faux hawk.
No, you're wrong there. If that happened, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. No. I'm going to give him a 4-5.
I'm going 3.5.
Okay, whoever just said that thing on his chest is a GameCube controller, have you ever picked up a GameCube controller? Because that's not what that is.
Yeah,
that's a Super Famicom controller.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's supposed to reference a Super Famicom dog bone style.
Yeah.
It's also the way it sits on his chest. It's also a cross between like a PlayStation style hold, original PlayStation model controller, but it's using the buttons from like a Famicom design.
Yep. Yeah. And it, because the color scheme also got switched over to the Xbox as well, because the original Xbox, it was the same color scheme as well. But yeah, altogether, this man here is a 4.12.
All right, on to level 3.
Oh, yay. Third level. Let's see. Ha! He's got a Rob the Robot head on his shoulder.
Huh.
This guy looks like he could have been a Mega Man sidekick.
Next.
Yeah, he kind of has like the Me Tool helmet.
Yeah, this dude's a Mega Man sidekick.
He's got a gamer's headset on.
God damn it.
Oh, that's what I have on right now. Okay.
So he's like, isn't that dude's name Otto?
Otto was one of those big bulky dudes, though.
Yeah. There's Otto, there's Beat, there's Eddie.
Eddie was the...
What the fuck is that cat?
Red guy.
And he's DJing here, too. Oh, he's a DJ Fock.
So he's like that role of games, like Guitar Hero and shit like that. That's what he's supposed to represent?
Next.
You just keep.
Yeah, if he's
I liked it better when I had it set up in my head. He's a Mega Man sidekick.
Well, if
now they're saying
to be,
he's a DJ.
If we're referencing video games and genre things of that nature, he fits the idea behind something like DJ Hero, Dance Dance Revolution, things of that nature. He fits that style.
If he's a DJ rider, I'm giving him a 0.
Well, look at him. What else would he be?
No, I hate that fucking idea for whatever fucking company made that DJ Hero game.
So do you not like Drummer Hero or Rock Band or Guitar Hero? Because that's the same game.
Yeah.
It's just a different instrument. I mean, you might not like to play the violin, but it still needs to be respected.
Fuck DJ Hero.
Okay, well, it's you can hate the game, but I mean, it's still in that same genre.
I want clarinet hero.
Why? Because then you're gonna force.
That's like the new Final Fantasy. The new Final Fantasy orchestra is fucking literally so good that I listened to that soundtrack and it almost fucking brought tears to my eyes when I was driving home. It is so unbelievably fucking good what they did with that soundtrack. It is some of the best recorded classical music I've ever listened to.
I'm going to give this guy a 3.5. He doesn't bother me that much.
I'll agree to that.
Yeah, it's 3.2.
He gets a 2.
3.2.
2.44, move to fuck home.
Level 5.
Hey, maybe this one won't suck as bad. I'm not holding my breath. All right, that's not terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
He's got that knight helmet back.
Not sure about that shoulder piece.
I like his weapon that it's on his arm.
Oh, the big ridiculous blade thing?
Yeah, I actually like that. It's actually quite useful.
All we did was change a boot and the arm.
Yep.
Yep.
That's what we did.
Next.
Okay, there we go.
Oh.
Oh, it's that derpy.
He armors up into that kind of form that we saw with the other guy.
Yeah, that dragon thing. Yeah.
Hey.
Okay.
You
so
remember,
he armors up into that over time, my guess.
You remember what I gave the dragon guy the last time I saw
him? Well, the base guy I gave a 4.8.
It was a 0.
The dragon guy, I'm trying to remember what I did for him.
So take a guess, Seth, on what this dragon guy gets.
Yeah, I already got it. Don't worry. Anytime you say take a guess, I already throw you down in a 0. It's like when Shane starts off.
Shane says the list, yeah, and I say take
a
guess.
It's either when Shane says the list, or if he goes,
you know what happens?
And I'm like, okay, here we go. Let Shane rant.
Well, you know what I'm getting that from.
Right.
You and Scott understand that reference.
Yes, yes, I do, Jericho.
But,
Would it be Shaneco?
You know what? The color scheme helps out a little bit more than that last one. Being the turquoise blue instead of the hot pink.
Yeah, you like his hard ass, this is the fucking 90s Transformers Beast Wars color scheme over there on his other side with the stripes.
No.
Oh, now you ruined it, 'cause I hate Transformers. I gave it a 2. I think that's what I gave the last one.
He's 2.5.
And now we're waiting on me because I'm having difficulties making a decision with this guy. Because the weapons I'm okay with, like the leg guards, I mean, while they're super fucking bulky and seem ridiculous, like I'm kind of okay with it. The chest and shoulder portions I'm alright with. It's just that fucking dragon head. I mean, if you remove that bottom jaw piece, I'd be a little bit more okay with it. Or, like, extend the wings out to make it seem like, okay, maybe this motherfucker could actually fly if he threw him off a cliff. But... fuck. Alright, 3. I mean,
everyone keeps saying that this armor is a multiplayer concept armor, so everyone gets a piece of it. I swear to God, if we were all sitting down and playing a game, and... for some reason, say, I don't know, Bill's wearing this shitty armor, and it just splits off and tries to come at me, I'm going to make sure my character dodge rolls out of the fucking way, so I don't have to touch this nasty thing.
Well, either way, he's a 1.9, so let's stop looking at him and move on.
Alright, so apparently we need to look up an armor type that wasn't in here.
What?
There's apparently an X-Aid with Pac-Man.
Oh my god.
Okay.
With Pac-Man.
Yeah.
It is a Pac-Man armor. Okay.
Is that it? They turned him like that yellowish gold? Because if that's it, that's... what the fuck is going on with that dude down there? There was a movie that cross-promoted with Namco. Put that in. Put Kamen Rider X-Aid Namco. Maybe you'll find it.
Okay.
Is the video quality dipping for anybody else?
Oh,
yes,
hardcore.
It will. It will. It'll. You'll have to wait till he actually signals on a single picture. Pick one of those so we can see it. There. See, now it'll clear up. It's while he's moving and doing things that it's going to dip the quality for what we're doing.
Okay.
Eh.
Because, yeah, my shit got to be like dial-up boobies, like pixelated as fuck. I was like,
You just got to wait, man.
I got time to wait.
It'll load down to the eyes, then it'll load across the neck, then it'll get to the shoulder collar, then somebody will call your mom. And
yeah, exactly. It'll get going, up, almost up. I think I start to see a nipple. Ah, fuck, it's gone.
then the phone rings, and you're like, ah! That's them dial-up jokes. Kids don't understand that pain.
Yeah, no, but just like sitting around playing Doom.
Understand that shit.
No, it's like sitting around playing Doom, and then suddenly your grandma calls, and you're like, shit!
Yeah.
Gives this guy
and then your friends are like, dude, where were you? We were almost done.
He's yellow with punchy hands, or gold-ish punchy hands. I don't give a fuck.
The color's not.
The color scheme was the only thing that changed. It's the same fucking armor, basically.
I still don't like his green shoes. I still don't like his fucking hip socks. I still don't like his belt. I'm sorry, guys. He's not what I would have done for a video game writer. Mine would have been exceptionally different. First off, he looks like he might be part of a more comical series. And if that's the case, that's fine, and it works for him. But
I actually want to say that he kind of is, because I think in the crossover with Q-Danger, when he actually shows up, I mean, he's kind of serious but kind of goofy, but it's hard to tell because a lot of those shows kind of became that way where, hey, we're taking this slightly seriously, but we're also kind of a joke, but there's also heavy-handed shit going on, and it's hard to tell if that was just the episode or if that's how he always is.
Now, I would have probably incorporated one or two joke settings if I was in charge of doing something like this, because when I think of video game things like this, I like these love letters to video games where you take a show or a concept and then you build your theme around the video game. To me, it works best in things like World War Blue. That is really interesting to me because you could find areas where, like, the Nintendo armies all have the D-pad as their symbol. That's the symbol of their country. Mm-hmm. And then it actually goes into little things like each nation had its own strength and everything. So that changes the dynamics, and it actually teaches you a little bit about the video game industry and what was going on during the console wars, because it plays out in that manga as that happens. So you see upgrades to the kingdoms and things like that. Stuff like that interests me.
Like,
but if you're just going to go
power of blast processing,
actually, yes, there is. Yep. There is a thing going on during that where they claim to have a power to have some people off their back and actually builds them support.
So right for this guy.
Oh, yeah, 3. You give fuck.
Oh,
sorry,
hold on,
I don't.
Put my phone down. Okay, 3.
2.
2.
What do you want, babe? Sorry. Nick mute himself?
I don't know. It went really slow.
Yeah, Nick had to mute himself because he walked away to go take a quick piss.
Ah, understandable.
Sometimes, people, when you drink about a gallon of tea in less than an hour, your body is like, dude, you should probably, I don't know, take a piss.
Well, at least you didn't have that Midas touch condition we were speaking of earlier.
Oh, no, see, that would have ran out by now, because it was only going to be for 10 minutes.
Right, but we never said when the 10 minutes started.
I was assuming after we had said that, and I was going to go and randomly run around my house.
Are you going to rape this fucking guy so we can not look at him?
I didn't even think we were going to. He's basically just a color swap of the last one, or that one guy we saw earlier. That's all he is.
So put down a number.
Give him a 0. Fuck him.
Damn.
So he altogether is a 2.
Okay.
So rude.
Back to level 50 of Brave. Title Fantasy.
It's like, that's what I have to say about that shit. Motherfucker gets a 0. This guy's cool. I hope I did. Okay, good. I'm trying to move around.
kind of reminds me of a Digimon.
Like, and it's ruined.
Oh, fuck.
Yep, just ruined it. Second Digimon is specialized.
He's right. He's right. It does kind of look like a Digimon.
It kind of does, but I hated Digimon, honestly.
No, I'm not a fan of it either, but I'm just saying, he's right. He kind of... It looks like something that could have came right out of Digimon. It could have been a tiny little... It could have been a tiny little blob that turned into a dinosaur, that turned into a winged thing, that then, for reasons unbeknownst and makes no sense whatsoever, it digivolved into its man-human night form. And that's the face of the dinosaur it used to be right there on its chest.
Meanwhile, the chat's blowing up Dark Knight Cecil Rider.
No, that's certainly not that.
Next.
And as a matter of fact, who was the first one that said that? Oh, it was Ronan. Good. Negative 2.6 billion Shane points from Ronan.
Damn! Man, you never getting a hug.
I ain't never coming to your place.
See, if I was pissed off at Shane, I would have given out points.
Oh, man.
Next.
Nobody says no bad shit about Dark Knight Cecil, goddammit.
Alright, so...
You can hate on fucking DS Paladin Cecil all you want.
Damn!
You'll be hating on the Dark Knight.
So, yeah, this is the last image, so...
This guy, three...
I'm going to four.
I don't even know what to give this guy now.
I'm going to point something out that I probably shouldn't point something out, but I'm out to do it.
Is it going to hurt or help him?
No, it's going to hurt the fuck out of him. Because of his cape, right? I want you to look at his belt. And then I want you to look down to where the white comes down, where his hip socks start, and realize that he is wearing swim trunks.
All right, well. Guy gets a 1.3.
Why do you do that?
He's now a knight that went to the pool, and he's got his little socks and his tennis shoes on.
You know what? I would have been acceptable of it if he would have been wearing plate mail shorts, because it would have been Bill off. But
and
those
now,
are swim trunks.
Now that I've done that, now that he has his swim trunks, he can have it too, and we can. It's a great day.
We can be done with this man. Fuck
it. Now we can move on.
Fuck it.
Yeah, they all wear those trunks. It's true, but for some reason, the blue with the white line right there instead of the green really brought it out this time, and the cape did not help matters.
Level 100.
Oh shit!
Okay,
it's a color swap. We'll put that out there right now, but it sure helped him.
Oh, yeah, that helped immensely. And
because
it removes
the goofy drawn eyeball from his chest. Now that's just like guys that would wear like a dragon cuirass, right?
And he's also not wearing swim trunks anymore.
Yes, because the color's actually, I don't know why, but it does legitimately help him. Because the cape is no longer black. The cape is that white color now. Removing the eyeballs from the chest actually helps him. The shoulders are fine. Those I've seen in many designs.
And no, Ronan, this is not Paladin Cecil.
I still don't
try to play to that.
I still
Paladin
really...
Cecil didn't have a helmet.
Yes. Yeah, he had that. He was wearing...
He had the diadem.
Yeah, the diadem. I still don't like his tennis shoes. I haven't liked them in any fucking... I would rather he have his big, dumb Gundam feet.
It would look better. The tennis shoes are throwing it off a bit.
The tennis shoes are awful. It's the worst part of this entire character's design.
But it does look really good. Is there another picture, Scott, or is it just the two?
This is it.
Okay. This guy, I'll give a 4.3.
4.5.
Like, I dig the design. It's like a white, basically a white armor for, like, the old Dragon Warrior heroes. I like that.
Going 4.4.
4 is fine. I think that this helped him.
Okay, and then I was busy textificating my mom, so I got a 4, a 4, a 4.4, and a 4.5. Who'd I miss?
Damn! This show just found a fucking champion.
Maybe Shane?
No, I'm the 4.5.
I was a 4.3.
Was it then.
Oh.
Okay, then we divide this. So he's a 4.24.
Alright. Snipe.
Alright, well, I'm...
Snipe, no snipe.
A zero.
Holy shit.
Yeah, because it's going to be chippy form, so it's going to be a zero.
Bang, bang, shoot.
Oh, yeah.
It's nerf or nothing.
I prefer nothing.
Same here.
Next.
I'm going to be honest with you, I've been waiting to drop that for a while.
Well, look at that. Oh, that sucks.
One.
I have eyes, regrettably.
I have not dropped
a
chibi.
They can see it.
I haven't dropped a chibi down under 2 this entire review.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's going to be the first one. Give him a 1 because he sucks.
Okay, so I've got a 0, a 3, a 1, and a 1. Who did I miss?
0.5.
There it is, okay. 1.1.
Alright.
Level 2.
Level 2.
Man, I tell you, I would never get to level 2. I wouldn't be able to tolerate the beginning of the game with Chibi. And everybody else around me didn't have to look like that.
I mean, I
couldn't play
it.
I'd turn the game on and be like, oh, fuck that. I don't think I'd buy it.
I'm not liking this one.
I don't know. Considering the fact that I would be seeing screenshots like this that show how awesome I could be, I might force myself to get past
that. Okay. All right.
Look, we've played some bad games before.
Yeah, but like in Pokemon, I didn't mind little baby steps. Like, I still looked cool when I was a little... fire-breathing lizard fiery tail or like a crazy toad plant or a cool squirrel turtle. Like, it was still cool enough to get
next.
Over it.
Yeah, I'm not digging this guy at all.
I don't mind the color, but...
That, and if this guy is supposed to be a sniper, he's dead.
This guy just needs to go back to fucking advertising.
Oh my god, it's a Nerf gun, dude.
I'm telling you, this dude was just advertising, got his gun with his fucking high-res green and fucking fiery electric stripes all over himself with his half cape that hangs off one side sash, his hair that only goes over one eye. He's fucking 90s Ryder, and he's sad as shit. He just needs to go back, take his surge, drink it, and kill himself.
Damn!
No, I agree.
Surge is good.
Well, yeah.
It was good. It was good. I don't know if I just got old or what, but when you buy that shit from the places you can find it now, which, by the way, is normally at a dollar store, you can get it at fucking Dollar Tree for a buck because they didn't give that shit away now.
Well, they obviously changed it. It's not the same. So everybody knows that.
It doesn't taste right to me anymore. I'll tell you that.
I'm going to give this guy a 2.16841.
Anybody else want to piss me off with scores?
No, I'm going to give you an easy one. Can you take a guess?
Yep. Bill Guy, what you got?
Oh, he's a 0.9 for his 90s.
And because Shane was a twat waffle, he's a 1.513682. Or a 1.51 because we round, asshole.
Let's move up another couple years, shall we?
Level 3.
If he's still got that same dumb color.
Nope, well, he's got red.
We're high. Yep, see, we're leaving the extreme era, and now we're moving into that weird era of the 90s where we're trying to change over into something else, but we just don't know where to go yet.
Next.
See how his hair goes up now? And we gave him a lot of guns because that's cool and edgy, right? He can fly and he has combat armor. Like, remember how combat armor there was around the late 90s?
Next.
Hey, Shane, it's Heavy Arms.
Yep, Heavy Arms War Machine.
Yeah, that's it.
And I'm trying to be nice to these guys, but the nicest I can give this guy is a fucking 2. I'm done with this guy completely.
See, even the, fucking Crab Stomp is even over here saying post edgy. Right. It does nothing for me.
2.
I grew up in that shitty time of forced edginess and dark for the sake of being dark. I don't care to go back to it.
2.1 again.
1.
Yeah, 1 is fine. Fuck him.
1.62. Get the fuck done with this guy, please.
Level 5. Here we go with the Dragon Knight thing again.
Yep.
Okay. Guess what this one gets?
Yep, I already knew.
Next.
Level 1 and level 5 automatically gets him dog shit, I know.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just 1-1. Just
2.
So am I waiting on a bill guy or did I just miss him?
No, you didn't miss me. I didn't give a thing because this guy still sucks just as hard as the last. So once again, give him a fucking 1.
1.2.
Level 50.
Big bang simulations. Oh god.
I love how this one guy in chat is so deluded that he thinks that when we say take a guess, we're giving it a perfect score. Oh, hey, cool. They stole the hat off of the battle cruiser character in StarCraft. Battle cruiser operational. Engage.
Next.
Take it slow. Yeah, I'm just not digging this guy at all. Because this
one
is like a big boat. It's still dumb. He gets a 0.5. Fifty Shades of Dumb with these.
His hair doesn't help him. His Napoleon hat doesn't help him. His cannons and feet don't go far enough to help him. And then he's still got his stupid 90s Surge outfit on. Yeah, he sticks with a 1.
.5 only because of the fire all the everything stuff. Ugh. Okay, so I must have missed a couple scores with my mama texting me, so I got a 1, a 1, and a
2.5. Didn't I say 0.5?
I don't know. I might have missed that. Okay.
I don't remember. You can tell how much we're actually caring about this guy. People are getting distracted already.
Right.
Yes, this guy is fucking awful.
I give it a 1.
Like, no. Right now, I'm eating
look,
pizza
another
rolls.
1.2, move the fuck on.
Alright, we're done with Snipe.
Oh, yeah. He only made it up to what? Level 50?
Yep.
Yep.
Good. Fuck that guy.
unless there's extra modes in these extras and movies, so.
No, he just needs to be dead.
Laser.
I has to attend to something. Wow. I will be in the chat for a second.
Laser only made it to level fucking 5, so I have 2 zeros from Nick already.
Possibly, we'll see. Yep.
Is he a motherfucking motorcycle?
Oh, well, he's got bike handles.
And wheels on his arm.
I see.
See, when you say laser, you automatically think spacey kind of stuff. Not, hey, I'm a motorcycle.
Next.
No, that just ruined everything.
Mm-hmm. Next.
I wish I had my nuke. I really wish I had my nuke.
I think I still do.
Are you really going to use it on this, though?
No, that's not, no.
No.
Because I would have just to be an asshole.
It's tempting.
I'm going to
give
this thing a 1.
Merry Christmas, your pipe.
Ronan, I didn't waste my nuke. I used it on what I thought was appropriate at the time.
1.2.
I'm at a 2.
Bill's doing something, probably taking a shit.
I would understand completely.
I mean, hell.
That or he does have his daughter, so she might be needing help on Animal Crossing.
That's true, too.
So, while we wait, what's going on?
Really, well, you know, living. Piss, but can't walk away.
Oh yeah, you can. Just go take a piss. Bill'll probably be a few minutes. That's fine.
But I've got the tabulational device.
Just leave the tabulational device. Go take a piss and come back.
Well, wait. Let's finish rating this guy and then.
We can't. We're waiting on Bill.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of the point.
So go take your piss, score. Come back. It'll be all right. It's fine.
Okay, hold on. There, fucking chair. Okay.
Oh, Bill gives it a 0.5.
Bill gives it a 0.5. There we go.
Okay, cool. So,
so tabulate, and then go take your piss.
A 0.94, and I'm a dumbass. I just realized I'm on my fucking laptop, so all I gotta do is mute my fucking mic, and I could take the stream with me and still hear scores. So, moving the fuck on!
Take the stream with you while you go take a stream, yeah?
Yep, pretty much.
Just don't cross the streams. You'll be out a lot of money.
that's kind of not a joke, but hopefully within the next like week or two, we're supposed to be getting that like, hey, I'm sorry that I fucked up and was busy playing golf money. So, I mean, might be able to just buy a new laptop.
So for those asking, yes, I'm using these images that I was given by this group. These are not ones I gathered.
Yep. So, if the pictures suck, blame the people that gave them to us.
Alright, now we'll go on to level 2.
Level 2? It's a bike.
We need Bill.
Oh, he's in the chat. This guy is just a bike, isn't he?
I believe so. Can
next.
Yeah, this guy is just the bike. Not even a good looking bike.
Bikes!
I'm sorry.
Like, no.
I'm sorry. Mikes. I don't know how I've.
Oh.
It's a motorcycle. That's all it is.
I don't even think it counts as a rider.
Actually.
Because it's being ridden.
Ah.
To be fully honest, You know what this specific writer form is? This is the Rush form for Mega Man. And it's a really shitty one. So, can anyone take a guess on what I'm giving it?
Me, I'm raising my hand. Pick me.
Mr. McCree, go ahead.
You're going to give it a 12.
Go to detention and see the principal.
Yes, sir.
Goddamn right.
A zero, I'm assuming.
This motherfucker's a zero.
Oh, shit, I'm fat and old.
All right,
this entire thing is going to be a zero for this form.
So it's a Knight Rider form. That's what Bill said in the chat.
Without the cool, yes, probably.
Hold on, because I set my phone way the fuck over there, so... Man.
I'm going to give this thing a...
Whoa. Somebody's giving me points now? Whoa. That's not how this... Plus, what's liaison points?
That's the group who gives me the pictures.
Oh.
Yeah, it's one.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops, fuck, wrong buttons. Okay, so hold on. Zero, plus one. There we go. Okay, now who's next? While I'm getting resituated.
I am going to give this thing a 1.9.
Okay. There, and then there's my drink.
Two.
Okay. What did Bill throw in chat?
I don't think he has yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen one from him. So, Bill guy, throw down.
Okay, and now that I have my phone, let me copy all of this over. Okay, cool. And now that can go bye-bye.
Bill gives it a 3.
Okay, Bill gives it a 3, and then we divide by, okay. 1.58, move on.
Okay.
All right, we got level 3.
Yep. Wow. Is that a chipper thingy?
So that's what it
kinda
looks
like. Kind of looks like a
Chupa thingy.
I mean, technically it's Chambara, but...
Next.
I finally got a human form.
And it's sad.
It's better than the bike.
No, because that's just a bike.
No, it's not sad. It's super happy, like it's a fucking Furby.
Don't ruin
it. I still hate those eyes.
Next.
You ruined everything, man.
That's my job.
You fucking ruined it, man.
Like, to be fully honest, the head makes him look like he's a knockoff of Shadow the Hedgehog.
Bill said, what? The what?
Okay, there we go. I'm at a 1.
I'm at a... Wait.
That's a neat weapon, kinda.
Yeah.
So do you...
Next.
I still
That actually is a cool weapon.
Yeah, that's what I figured it would do.
Okay,
hate this guy.
I like his weapon.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna give this, you know what? I'll be nice. I'm gonna give this guy, I'll give him a 3.
I'm going 3.
I will give him a 1.5. He is better than the other two forms of himself.
What did Bill say?
2.
2. Okay.
Yep.
2.1. Moving on. Bill was close. All
right.
Almost $1,000 Price is Right bonus.
Level 5. Maximum level.
Only one photo. This better. Nope, it sucks. Okay, so that's a 0 from a dick.
Yep.
And,
Man, it's like he knows me.
Dude. I mean, the helmet is actually a hell of a lot better than the others have been, so, I mean, I'll bump him to a 3.5.
One.
At least he doesn't look derpy and happy anymore.
Right.
He looks derpy and pissed.
Now he just looks derpy and, yeah, pissed.
And with that, I'm grabbing my gallon of tea.
No, so
I gave it a 1, and Nick gave it a 0. And what did you give it, Seth?
3.5.
Bill gave it a 2.
Okay.
2.
And then...
divide by the thing, and 1.7. We're done with this guy. Go to the next guy.
What do we have
now? I hope to Christ that whatever the fuck this guy is doesn't suck as bad, but he's only got 4 levels.
Well,
1, 2, 3, and 10.
Right, so there's a 0, Chibi.
Yeah, that's a 0.
He has black hair.
Next.
I'm at a 2.
I think this is the... 2.
2, yeah.
How about this? Just to make it simple, any of the Chibi forms, just put down a 2 for me until unless I say not to.
Okay, fair enough. And what's Bill say?
He's...
I haven't said anything yet.
I don't know. He hasn't, yeah. No, he hasn't picked it.
Okay, I'm getting interrupted during the stream.
Okay.
Apparently, I should have gotten an email with an updated version.
Okay.
Let me go and check my folders in the actual folders.
Hoop-a-dare!
Hey, hey, Bill's back.
Waiting on a fucking Bill score. You know I give .5s to these chippy-looking motherfuckers. Okay, so that's what I've dropped the whole show. So for basically, now you know, Seth, .5 for Bill anytime these guys show up.
Okay.
I'm just not a chibi guy. I'm not by any fucking means a chibi guy.
Really? No,
I'm
rechecking some of these.
Real shit.
It's not what you told me before.
Oh, yeah? Is that what I told you?
Yeah.
What did I tell you?
That you thought fucking...
Is
no,
a fucking
masterpiece.
So let's jump to
level 2. Shit.
Take a shit. What?
Scott, I'm about to. The episode.
You're about to?
Well, I expect it. I'm getting a message saying that I should have gotten an updated folder for this one.
Scott jumped out of the... Oh my god.
Level 2.
Well, we've got what we've got. We're about to stop.
Well, this guy actually doesn't look as stupid as the others.
Okay, the black and purple always work, you know that.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, I like even the black hair. I need to see the rest, though.
The chest piece still is stupid.
He's still the normal base guy. He just has better colors. That listen, guys.
Color scheme helps, though.
The pink doesn't help this guy. The green doesn't help this guy.
The blue did fine.
No fucking favors at all.
It's been a while. I think I like this guy. I like how he looks.
That and he doesn't have weird dumb
like,
shit
look
hair.
At his
He's
shitty
got
green
like
belt.
Normal hair.
Look how the belt is still the shitty belt. The green does no favors for this dude at all. It's his color scheme that hurts him more than anything. This isn't really all as bad.
Yep. Which means I'm going to give this guy a 4.
I think it's because the white helps to bring out the fact that he looks like he was paintballing and different little things like that. And even the tennis shoes are a little easier to deal with.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't look like he's supposed to be armor-plated and stuff.
Well, like
this guy looks like he should be wearing tennis shoes.
Well, like, on this purple, I can see that the tennis shoes... One thing that I wasn't able to point out is I could see the tennis shoes...
Yeah.
I wasn't noticing that beforehand.
What?
The tongues of the tennis shoes.
Yeah, you can pump them up.
Yeah, you got pumps, yeah.
No, oh.
That's probably
that
how he
makes him
up.
Cool.
It helps him run faster.
It helps
3.5.
It helps him suck less balls. Oh, wait.
We are going to advertise the pumps.
Shit. Fuck it, give him a 3.
All right, so I got a 4, a 4, a 3, 5, and a 3 for the Nike pumps. I think I'm missing
This no, makes me want to play Final
Fantasy. Oh, yeah, you did give 3-5. Yeah, that's right.
I said 5. I like the guy.
Oh, okay, that's what I missed then. Okay, so we divide by 3.9.
All right. Level 3?
Yeah.
Level 3. And you ruined
it. Zero!
And we're back to a 2.
You fucking ruined it.
I don't even have to say anything else now. Just 0. He was cool. He was solid, and he was cool. But now he's not cool, is he?
Next.
Oh, is it Steve?
Oh my god, he's got the 90s fucking... Mike, so that a motherfucker can ride with you.
He's got the pegs, yeah.
Yeah, he's got the fucking pegs.
I swear to God, with the way this episode is going, I'm literally about to just start fucking streaming stuff that would make me go to prison.
Oh my god.
Video games.
It's fucking amazing.
2.
Manipulators, here I come. Going to jail.
Oh man. Guy fucking sucks. Alright, give me a fucking 1.
Dude, Shane, he can do assisted push-ups.
That doesn't help.
I know.
Just doesn't help at all.
When he lays down to do push-ups, the wheels can kind of, so he doesn't have to go all the way down.
That's cheating. No. That means that he's not getting a proper workout. Man,
every now and then you got to do some girly push-ups.
That's not a proper workout for a superhero.
Where the hell is my chart? Where's my chart? Hand me that. Yeah, hand me that. I'm gonna start playing some fucking DS. Fuck this.
What? You can't play DS? This guy's got bike tires!
What kind of tires are they, Bill? Do they belong on a certain type of vehicle?
Oh, they certainly do! This motherfucker is a bike!
There you go.
Alright, let's unnex this shit.
Oh, shit.
No, that's the last picture of this one.
Oh, so that's him in all his fucking majesty right there.
Oh, I already rated it. I think it
what'd you rate else?
I gave this motherfucker a 1.
A 1? Oh, that's...
Oh, you see, I'm not stupid. So low, see, man. I'm not stupid, okay?
That's so low. Look at him. His tires are green and pink, man.
Yeah, and guess what? If I drop it anymore, it has to go on the list. I don't want to see this guy again.
Okay, so then, just to make sure, I have a 0, a 2, a 2, and a 1.
Does he have a bike helmet? Is that a bike
helmet? Yes, it is a bike helmet, it looks
like. Oh my god, it's so good. He has a bike helmet and goggles and fucking spokes and pegs. And those are the handlebars right there, right? On his fucking, on his shoulder. Are those the handlebars for the bike? Oh my god, it's so good. And that's supposed to be the whole chassis. The chest? Oh my god, this guy's amazing.
Okay, you know what? I'm not gonna get mad because I thought the burger guy was amazing.
5.
And that's what I did with the burger guy.
He's a 2. It's, moving on. I'm playing it's so fucking dumb. It
wins. It's so fucking dumb. It wins.
To be fair,
level 10.
Level 10.
Dangerous zombie.
5.
Huh? 5. That's kind of neat.
5. That's literally, I think, the best thing I've seen this entire episode.
Next.
Yes.
Holy shit, man.
Black and white.
This is fucking sweet.
This is sick as shit. And the belt changed to a purple color, Bill.
And all the undershit changed.
Yep.
It's no longer like the tennis shoes. It's armored.
He's got the blue and red eyes.
Yep. I really like that white and black.
I do like it. Oh, this guy's sick. This dude's
solid as shit.
I think he might have won.
Like his one shoulder right here, his pauldron.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah. I like it. This guy was pretty sick.
Well, damn it. I didn't think I was going to give an actual 5 in this, but yeah, he's fucking sweet.
Yeah, I like this guy a lot. Best one so far.
4.
Shit, man, after seeing these 90...
Nick gives it a 5.
I'm going to have no choice, man. I got to take Gwen home here after the show. I might have to stop by that Hardee's and buy a Carl's Jr. Superstar.
4.64.
He already won. I don't see him getting topped.
All right. Para DX.
Only two. Level 50 and level 99. I don't know how I feel about this.
Next.
I don't know how I feel about this.
The word you're looking for is dumb.
I'm getting a weird owl vibe from the helmet area.
I'm sorry.
Is this guy really a Tetris writer? Oh my god, he is.
If he is, it's an awful one. They could have done, if that's supposed to, they could have been done 1,000 times better. Hell, the last guy was a literal fucking bike, and you're telling me they can't put some fucking bitch? No. He's not a Tetris rider. He doesn't get that pass.
No, this guy is a fucking, he's a one, he sucks. You can't go from looking like Nick gives it a 1 too.
One.
That's yeah, three. One. I can't even figure out what he's supposed
to. Now we're just waiting on Seth.
Okay, hold on, because I got to redo the whole fucking thing, because I already had a 0 and a 0.5 ready, since this was supposed to be a level 1. So I've got a 1 from a Nick. What else?
Everybody gave it a 1.
Okay, so everybody gave it a 1.
Now that would make a little more sense to me, what I'm seeing in the chat, not Tetra.
Kind of not hating this, kind of not liking it, but 2.5, and then we're going to divide this. So it's a 1.3, moving on.
Level 99.
Yep, 99.
I see.
I like it.
Perfect knockout.
I don't know about that. Next.
I don't hate this. They're way better than the last one, in my opinion. Let's see. Is there any more pictures?
Next.
He's got an axe. I'm assuming the same thing applies. Fire and ice.
It seems to be. It seems to be that that's a...
Or is it different because he's a... he's supposed to be some kind of puzzle.
No, I'm pretty sure since he's Paradox, he's fire and ice in one.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Because the whole AB thing, like the blue guy that we looked at earlier, how he had the fire sword, and he had the A depressed.
So B was ice.
I don't hate his little battle axe thing.
The battle axe actually looks pretty cool. Obviously,
I wish it was bigger. In a fantasy, okay, in real life, a battle axe is not what you see those fucking... those dwarves handling, but in fantasy setting, I prefer that a battle axe be a big, giant, unwieldy fucking thing, and he kind of has like a hatchet.
Next. The chat is saying and shouting at me, there's another 50 form.
Okay.
Well, let's rate this guy first, and then...
So, we can find it.
So, let's rate this guy. So
I give him a 4.8.
Four is really high.
I'm going 3.
Nick gives it a 4.
Yeah, we'll do 3. I'm going to do that.
3.5. I've got a $1,000 bonus. We're moving on.
Yeah, one level 50 in here. There's the... Oh, wait, hold on. Wow, never mind. Okay, there's the puzzle. There was more.
Okay, this is the knockout form.
Yeah.
So knockout form, is that a thing?
Yeah, it's KO. There's a knockout form and a puzzle form.
Yes, okay, KO.
So this guy is supposed to be, okay, is there another? Is this the only picture?
Next.
Okay, so he's supposed to be
fighting.
He's supposed to be like fighting like he's punch out now. He's fighting game.
Next.
A fighting game form, it looks like.
Yeah.
I actually think it's better than the puzzle form.
Yes, it is better than the puzzle form. I think that's true.
It's not going to get a one. I'm going to give it this a solid three.
You know what? I'll go a little higher than that. I'll do about 3.4. I see like it's being pointed out. I can see that there's the headband. He has the anime hair, which that was a big thing for all the fighting games at the time. It seemed like every fighting game coming out was trying to play off that aspect. Mm-hmm. He's got the punching glove things that kind of leads in. But the biggest thing hurting these riders, they should have changed the legs in these forms. Like the legs are just bad all the fucking time. I don't like his knee pad things. I don't like the armor brace shin protector thing. I don't like the tennis shoes. It hurts him in every single form.
Nick gave it a 3.3, Seth.
Otherwise, he may have got way higher because I don't hate his look.
I don't hate his look either.
I don't hate his chest even.
No. There's something throwing me off. That's why I gave it a 3 as a solid.
3.5.
Yeah, 3.4. Yeah.
Oh, he does have a head.
Well, Bill was right. He's a 3.4 altogether because I gave him a 3.8. So that's
his legs changing would have been a big help.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're on
Poppy.
Poppy?
Poppy.
It's a girl.
Oh, my God.
Does she die, too? I'm just noticing a theme with Kamen Rider.
Now, remember, because we have to say this every episode, presume, unless chat tells you otherwise, the
female does not
die.
No, she does not die.
Says she's a rarity. She gets to live.
All right, the chat says this one lives. Okay. Let's next to see if there's a better picture.
Yep.
Next.
I said next for a better picture.
Well, look, you're asking impossible things right now. There's... things
next
do, and there's things you can't do, Shane.
I know. Okay.
No matter how much we wish it, there are things we just cannot do.
I guess. You're right. Okay.
But she has those googly eyes, man. That's sad.
Very anime.
This is awful. I'm sorry. This is awful. Her dress is awful. Her colors are awful. Her hair, helmet, fucking weird 1950s perm is awful.
She is a dating Sims based.
Well, she's never, ever, ever going to get the time in needed to get to the final stages. Takes a long time to actually nail the craft.
So her eyes change colors. That picture she was red
at that time.
This one she has blue eyes.
2.5.
It's a lot more than the eyes that ruin it, sir.
Alright, I'm back.
We've seen better designs. Look at what they're doing. What they're doing right here, they're trying to tap into the same kind of thing that we got with the Akiba Rangers.
Yeah.
Those girls looked like girls, and they were fun, and they were, like, witty, and their design was anime. They looked like kind of anime-esque girls, superhero forms, like for the Sentai. They looked really decent. This does not look decent. This looks fucking stupid. Awful.
I'm going to give this thing a, if I don't like it, I give it a 1. It's not the worst thing I've ever seen.
0.7.
I don't want to add to the pile, but I almost wonder if because the girls are a rarity, if we should have an episode figuring out who the best and worst girls were in this series.
She's definitely not winning.
That's what I mean. Because now it's I'm trying to conjure up.
There wouldn't be as many. You could do that in one episode.
That's what I mean. It could be a one episode because it's not. There's not that many.
Oh, the chat loves
those that have two or three. That's all they have is maybe two or three.
Oh, the chat seems to be up with the.
Yeah, I know that idea.
Well, the second we say more work for us, they fucking love it.
Well, no, it is. It would better if when all this problem is over, if we could get the girls in on it to do it.
Well, we got some magical girl stuff for them to try and tackle at some
point.
Yeah,
but I'd like to see them tackle all the, because they haven't seen any of these writers or anything like that. It'd be neat to show them what they got. There's your representation, ladies.
Yeah, if we can get them all in there.
Oh, like, I already know my girlfriend would hate most of these, but that's because she's more into the goth stuff. This would definitely not rate high on her list because she...
Damn,
not really
that.
Big on the color schemes.
Very high. Give this dumb bitch.
Damn, Bill.
I'm sorry.
Damn.
Boy, fuck.
Hold some emotion back, guys.
She's awful. She's so bad.
Hey, Bill, one of these days, we really need to set all of us up as moderators for the chat.
I suppose.
Shit.
That way we can put people on timeout.
But either way, I got a 3, a 2.5, and a 0.5. I was distracted playing Mario. What'd I miss on this?
I gave it a 1.
Okay.
This motherfucker's playing Mario. We're trying to review these costumes, man. Hey,
I gave the fuck up on these costumes.
No, you can't see. You don't get to do that. Because if I was sitting here watching something or playing a game, how much shit would I get? So no, motherfucker, put the Mario down.
You know how I just can't focus on the score.
Evidently you can't.
Evidently,
you can't multitask. You just
you missed two fucking scores.
You so did.
Multiple times.
Well, I'm only missing a score.
I gave it a 0.7. Did you get that?
Nope, I missed yours. So
yeah, see, there you go. Fucking up again.
1.54.
See, I at least was still, you know, saying some stuff in chat while I was taking a shit because of how bad some of these were. They actually caused my bowels to move.
Chronospace form.
I already told you, I'm kind of cracked out on fucking medicine.
Holy fuck!
Alright, that's
dude is sweet as
hold
fuck.
On, hold on, hold on.
That's just an effect. We have to wait for the effect to go away to get an action.
Yep.
Next.
Not fuck this up.
Okay.
He's still cold.
His eyes are awful.
We've Next. Seen worse.
I wish the eyes would just be black. If that would just be a black visor or a red visor, like those eyes hurt him in every form.
Okay, but this guy still looks pretty cool.
This dude looks pretty fucking solid.
So far.
Wait.
I seen it too. I seen it in the chat, but it doesn't affect our score. Tidbit. People are saying this guy's basically a game genie.
No, I'm seeing villain.
Oh, I don't even care about that anymore. We'll be going over him again then.
If he's a villain, we won't give him a score.
He was in the fucking folder. I'm tired of this arc. We will be going back to cover villain. For the most part, if we can guarantee it's a villain, he looks like a writer, I'm going to rate him.
I mean, he does look a lot like a writer, so...
Yeah.
He's sick looking. This guy, he's going to get a 5 for...
Yeah, he's getting a 5.
Yeah, I can't do a 5. All right. I like him. I like his green. I like this this thing here. What is that called? His legs. You know what I'm talking about? That
skirt thing.
Do you know the proper name for that just for my education?
Cuz
I thought it had an actual name.
It's not a fold. It might be close to a fold.
Regardless, I like that. His belt is more manageable. I still don't like the fucking tennis shoes. but his arms are fine. I like his upper area. Like, that's, his head isn't that bad. I don't like the eyes. 4.6. It's just enough to mark me back down, but he's neat. And I also like, 4.5. Yeah, he's neat.
I'm looking it up, and it seems like it is just a battle skirt.
Well,
that's what it's referred to.
It's, well, because it's not a,
it's,
like, how the hell do I even pronounce this? Because it's not the same style as that. It, because it looks more like a robe bottom.
Right.
But it's like the Romans had like weird little things that they wore kind of like that. How the fuck do you...
4.62, and yeah, I know what you're talking about for the centurion
it's a
type of armor, yeah.
Turgis, I think is how you pronounce it. Most of the time, anytime something starts with a P and is followed by a T,
I'm seeing
you just
it.
Drop the P.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Looking at it right here.
Gamedus Cronus?
You got it right here. What is it then?
What Nick said.
What?
A Turgis?
It, but Turgis? It's not actually a Turgis because... That's, well, maybe, hold on.
Just punch it into Google with pronunciation afterwards, that'll help.
Well, no, I just told you exactly how to pronounce it. It's Turgis, but that's not right, because that's like the Roman centurion leather skirt thing.
So what are we
one
on
one that
now?
Went all the way around.
I can't find it. I'll figure it out. I just wanted to self-educate, but since I don't have the answer, I'm not going to hold the whole show up.
Okay, fair enough. Well, either way, we got a sword and a punchy hand.
I like that sword. I like that sword a lot, actually.
Next.
Not terrible.
I don't think that's a punchy hand. I think that's a shield.
Mm-hmm. It might actually be a shield, actually.
Next.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, right here we can see it. Now we can see it. It's a cool shield, too. Yeah. Shit.
It's a shield with
shield
claws
with a claw.
On it.
Yeah.
So that can be as a defensive and an offensive.
I wish
it's like
all
the
this
goof
undercrap
gun shield
changed.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, it's the goof gun shield.
I see it.
Yeah. There
Speaking
we go.
Of which, I'm still waiting to play that game with a team.
Well, it's installed. Thing is, I've got the girlfriend over for the weekend, so.
I know.
I usually let her have the TV. I mean, I could probably get my remote play set up. I just don't know how bad that's going to screw me.
On a game like that that requires.
Pinpoint precision?
Precision, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
two.
It's like I'm not even playing
so
7
on. A two.
I'm at a 4.5.
Oh yeah, you're waiting on me.
I don't like all the... they changed him enough to make me not like him. The so fucking cool.
It's like there's parts of him that are really cool and other parts that I don't...
Four. Right. I'm gonna try to sit at a. There are things I really don't like. I still don't like his fucking dumbass shoes. No shoes really bother me. And like the top part, his chest is back to looking a little too much. Like the controller thing that was bothering me before. Now the last one had it, but the color scheme helped it a lot.
Color scheme is. Can make a big difference.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm at a 4.8 only because of the fucking visor. Like, everything else on this dude, like, I could pinpoint it to something else. Like, the fact that the shield and the sword and everything looks like he went out and, like, fought a big, giant, like, crazy bug thing and, like, actually took pieces off of it, and that's what made the armor and the weapons. Almost like a Monster Hunter type of a thing.
That would be neat if that was an actual concept for it. That would be
a Monster Hunter rider. Yeah, that would be.
It would be neat to have a show like that, where as they kill powers and armor pieces because of it.
That would be cool. That would be cool.
But nobody listens to us for cool shit. We just
so
what? Derpy
so
fucking.
So who are you missing?
No idea. I think it's a Scott, maybe? I don't know.
No, it's
a
two.
I got
a
Scott. Yeah, I got a 2, I got a 4.5, a 4.8, and a 4.
I'm debating. Give him a 3.8.
Okay, and then we...
Because it looks really awkward without the chest piece actually matching up with
the rest
little leg pieces.
Yeah.
Well, because he's got those little bits of cloth and shit floating down around his belt, but he lost the full flow from it.
Right. Well, he's at a 3.82 right now.
All right. Ride player.
Woo! Almost done. And I go back to gaming.
Wow. Oh, no. I hate that color. What the fuck? I hate the color brown.
No, I'm with this doctor guy. I have the same face.
Yeah, it's a shit rider. I don't like that color. That color ruins it.
Hey, wait. Did I accidentally spawn this rider a little bit earlier?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The color ruins it. He would have gotten a much higher score because he doesn't
He's
look that
an
bad.
Incredibly fucking base form thing.
And you know what?
He's literally like no additives at all.
If he would have been a different color scheme. I don't care about the black and white. That's fine. It's the brown I don't like. And this guy is a fucking 1.5. Or these guys. These are mass-produced writers.
I've been ignoring the chat on certain things on purpose when people have been calling it Goomba and things like that, but seeing this picture, maybe it does make sense. If they are mass-produced riders,
they're the MMOs.
That's just like when you mass-produce the RX-78 and you get the gym. It doesn't look as impressive. It's never as powerful because money is the deciding factor, and you make it as fast and pronounced as you possibly can and put it on the battlefield. This is as basic as this guy can possibly be. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, which is why the belt itself doesn't look like the other ones.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's literally the bare bones basic of this suit.
And
as bare bones basic as you can get. He's the pawn, the Goombas, the turtles, the
meat shield.
He's the generic MMO starting character.
Yep. He's the pawn.
That is what he is. So I'll give him a 3.
Yeah, 3.
I can't even hate on it.
Makes a lot of sense.
The color, I hate the color.
No. I hate the color too, but to be fully honest, that's your generic leather helmet and leather breastplate.
And that's when you start most games.
This is an MMO character.
Here is your tiny, shitty wooden shield.
2.5.
Or like in Shining Force 2, you literally start the training swords, like sticks.
Yep, go find
because you are not a battle unit. You are a group of kids. You get leather armor and sticks.
So, yeah, there you go. Who are we waiting on?
Because I got 3 threes and a 2.5.
I said 1.5.
Ah, okay. That will be why. That was when I took my headphones off for a second. Damn ear itched.
It's alright. My headset that I'm using for this, I have to actually go clean my ear off afterwards because the cheap ass black pseudo leather crap that they coat the earpiece in is flaking off because it's old, so it's attaching to my ear.
Awesome.
2.6 altogether for a mass produced unit.
Cause it's your best day ever.
Okay, now we go to extras.
Man, these guys better be happy. They're getting these like 2-hour long episodes and shit now, but they're only getting like one a week.
That's okay. All right. That's the Q-Ranger guy. You said that there was the crossover.
Yeah.
He is really cool. They are not compared to him, man. He had a very solid look. The Cute Angels were awesome.
Right.
There was only one thing in that one, so over to movie. X-Aid. Gamer level 99, Mighty something.
Oh. The Ugh.
Next.
Oh my
God. Look at my dumpy ass outfit and my dumbass eyes.
Dude.
Behold its power.
So fucking dumb.
Bask in my hot pink fucking battle coat.
And the bulge.
Oh my God.
Damn, the bulge is strong with this one.
No shit. Oh my God.
Oh, so you a wreck of my hot pink pants. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I went the wrong route with this one.
That was so wrong.
Hey, Shane.
Yes?
You know what makes me rock hard?
Oh my God, it's so
is it hot pink makes you the rock hard?
Right, yeah. Hot yeah. Pink makes you rock hard, yeah.
Very so rock hard. So hot.
This hot pink is here to pump us up.
Well, he gets a one because I guess I can't
no,
size a dick, but the rest of him is really dumb.
Hey, Scott, zoom back in all the bulge. People want to see that some more. Just like full screen bulge, just go for it.
As close this guy as gets can.
A this guy gets a one.
That is as close as he can go.
Yeah.
This program is not like the old program used to let me fucking literally zoom in all the way to
the entire
pictures,
picture.
Which used to be one of the best parts. I need to get that program back. So that we could do that again, because I was zooming into eyes.
This is terrible.
Why are we still looking at this guy?
I don't know.
It's because of Seth.
Three.
One.
Okay, so now I'm missing a Nick and a Bill.
Me and Bill both said one.
Well, I told him, I can't argue with the size of his dick. He gets a one. His costume is...
Okay, so 1.9.
That was Puma.
That was all we had for that, Seth.
Puma Hurricane Ninja?
No. Only the power to push others away.
He is not Airman, Bill.
Unless those are clones, because...
no one knows what it's like.
Next.
The power to make you blurry.
Oh, shit.
I mean, that's not bad looking.
This guy actually kind of looks cool.
This dude is actually kind of cool.
I like it.
Blue and real hair.
Yeah, I like this dude. The blue and the... I'm going to call it a bronze color.
Yeah, it's a bronze.
And... Or you can say we could call it orange. We can call it bronze. I don't.
No, that's bronze.
Okay, just making sure.
Or copper.
Mm.
But honestly, bronze and copper are kind of about the same anyway.
All right, that's it.
Oh shit! This is gonna. I'm gonna finish off.
Yeah, this dude gets a 4.9.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck? This dude is fucking sweet. I'm gonna finish strong. 0.9.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah, because both Shane and Nick started talking at the same time, so I missed Nick's score too.
It was crazy.
No, I said 4.5.
Right, but that's what I mean. You and Shane started talking at the same time, and it turned into, I'm going to give him a... Like,
we're going to give him a...
5.
Yeah, 3.
Oh, I'm a 3.8. He's pretty fucking solid.
3.84. We are fucking done with this guy.
Which means we're done.
Is that him?
That's it? Yeah, that's it. That is all of X-Aid.
Not exactly. I keep seeing we are missing forms, so I don't know.
Well, we didn't get those forms.
What
so.
Was it?
Apparently Jimin has more forms, Laser has more forms.
Nobody gives a shit about Laser.
He's not wrong.
Laser literally caused my intestines to be like, hey, we should go take a shit.
No, that's not possible. He was fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of. All right, let's see if I can find this.
Didn't know we had lesions now. I have to go see a doctor. Some serious shit.
Okay, that's...
That guy looks stupid still. That doesn't help him.
I like the weapon.
I do, at least from what I can see of the weapon, I do like it.
Like, the weapon's cool, but the rest of him's still dumb.
It's a bow. I like it.
That can turn into two, like, hand sides.
Yep, I'm fine with that.
Four spikes down the front of the helmet.
We already saw that, though.
When I was growing up, I was not like that. I don't know what changed, but as I got older, I tended to migrate towards rogues and archers in a lot of games.
It's kind of like me. I used to be paladin, and now I run more of the spellcaster types.
I like the rogue class.
Hey,
but even then,
the chat just said, "If this guy had a wheelchair,
not wrong."
That'd be fucking sweet.
Alright, I'm gonna throw a 3 for this guy.
Yeah, I'll do a 3.
But
three.
We already rated this outfit.
What?
Yeah, we had weird spiky mohawk version of Laser.
Was I not in the room? I don't remember seeing a mohawk. Spiky, cool guy with a gas mask thing. How did I miss it?
It wasn't one.
Yeah, it wouldn't be in one.
There was no way it'd be one.
It's definitely not one. I think it was 3.
Nope,
Spike.
2.
Oh, I was out of the room.
Oh, maybe not.
Yeah, I didn't see this guy. I'm telling you guys. Yeah.
This is supposed to be a Laser level X.
Oh, yeah, well,
I didn't see this guy.
So go ahead and I'm gonna give
you. He's so unimpressive that I just honestly thought we already saw it.
3.8.
Is it 1?
I don't know. I've seen worse. I like his helmet because kid Rhino dude. I like his weapon because it's a bow. I hate his fucking shoes. I don't like his belt. I don't like his chest. But I do like the color scheme for it. The green and the gray work better than what else I was seeing in terms of design. I like the spikes are almost like a reddish tint, if I'm seeing that right. Or are they just gray? Could be the picture. But I tend to like him just fine. He's not the greatest fucking thing I've ever seen by a long shot, but
okay.
So any other scores, Miss?
God damn it. Well, I had them, and then it fucked up. Okay, so 1. What'd you say again, Bill?
I think he's a solid 3. I like him. Let's go 3.5, actually. Better. I like him.
I gotta redo again.
I don't know why I like him.
Okay, what's it?
Hold on. God. Fucking this stupid goddamn. There we go. Okay, 2.86 altogether.
And then Jimbo. Oh god.
Oh, cool. Oh, if that's him, he's a 0.
Oh, sweet. The color scheme is better.
I hated the whole. I hated the dumb, stupid armor in the last guy that had this.
Yeah, but
the color scheme's not helping him. He looks. Stupid and dumpy still.
I'm at a 4 or 5.
I'm at a same here. I like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna 4.8. I don't know what it is about these big ass dudes. Even with that stupid face. Oh, you know what? I know what it is. It just hit me. They're the knights from fucking Fire Emblem.
Okay, yeah.
You're like in the Game Boy.
That would explain why I hate them.
In those games, that they're the big heavy dudes that walk at chink, 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 and then they throw out their spear or whatever.
Right. Okay.
Oh, somebody's saying it's a Zagat.
Did I miss a Scott?
Everybody loves the Zagak.
I get the four.
I can't see it as a Zagak, okay. But
then yes, I did miss yours because somebody talked over you. I guess I don't know. 3.56 for that guy. All
right. This Brave. Oh, I guess this was part of the Namco line.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then we don't care.
Yeah, because I thought we already looked at that, but okay.
We mostly looked at the center one, but...
Yeah, we did. We looked at the center guy, but I don't know about the other guys. Whatever. We saw him. I don't give a shit.
Alright.
So I think that's everything. So we're good then?
Yeah, I think we're good for EX aid.
Cool. So then who'd be the next writer that we're going to do next time? Looks like
Amazon.
Amazon. Cool. These have been way bigger episodes than I intended them to be.
Yep.
Like, hold on. We got four more.
We got three more after this. There's a current one that's still going on.
Yeah, so. we're getting real close, and then we need to knock out series. Start doing some series.
Right. Then we got to go back to the actual season reviews and into the internet. But yeah, I guess we're done. So, bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.